Welcome to Section 14, The Teacher Who Stopped Asking for Help, Beyond the Org Chart, Part 2 of 5, read to you by Kirk McDavitt, Chief Voice Officer at EKG Collective. Where we are. A second-year teacher needs to order graduated cylinders for a science unit starting in 14 days. She starts with her department chair, who points to a requisition form that isn't in the shared drive. She asks the admin assistant, who suggests checking with the purchasing manager. She asks a veteran colleague, who shrugs and says, "I usually just email the principal and hope for the best." After 3 days, 5 conversations, and 0 clarity, she reaches a breaking point. It's not a loud break, it's a quiet one. She opens her laptop, goes to Amazon, and spends $73 of her own money. That isn't a busy teacher problem. It's a systems problem. The invisible tax. Last week, we looked at why parents see your school as a black box, defaulting to emailing whoever is most accessible because they don't know who actually does what. But your teachers are navigating that same fog every day. When we talk about school systems, we often treat them as cold administrative plumbing. But for the people living inside them, systems are cultural signals. They tell your staff exactly how much you value their time and their talent. When a teacher can't find the front door to a basic process, they pay an invisible tax, one that drains the cognitive energy that should be reserved for students. The solution isn't complex. You don't need new software or a complete culture overhaul. You need to make the invisible visible. Why it matters. When systems are opaque, 3 things happen, and each one carries a cost your school can't afford. The cognitive load tax. Teachers spend an average of 4.7 hours per month hunting for procedural information, such as forms, approval workflows, who handles what. Cognitive load theory confirms what teachers already know. When working memory is cluttered with procedural confusion, there's less room for creative problem solving. Every minute spent thinking, "How do I even do this?" is a minute not spent thinking, "How can I better support my students?" The innovation ceiling. The science teacher with the $73 cylinders had 3 other ideas that month. She didn't pursue any of them. When the tax to innovate is too high, teachers stop trying. They don't quit their jobs, they quit their ideas. The in-crowd gatekeeping. If how things work only lives in the heads of the veterans, you've accidentally created a hierarchy. New hires and international staff are left outside the circle, forced to beg for information. That isn't just inefficient, it's inequitable. When onboarding depends on tribal knowledge rather than documented processes, you're telling new teachers, "Figure it out," or "Prove you're worthy of help." That's not the culture model most schools claim to want. A favorite diagnostic, the journey map. If you've followed our work for any length of time, you know that G is a dedicated proponent of this tool. Not just as an operations enthusiast, but because she believes that better systems are the highest form of empathy we can offer our staff. Journey mapping is, quite simply, her #1 recommendation for school leaders who want to move from putting out fires to building sustainable systems that center the human experience. You can't fix a system you haven't seen, and this kind of audit allows you to do just that. Journey mapping is a diagnostic tool that traces the actual steps, thoughts, and frustrations a teacher experiences while trying to get something done. It's not about how the process should work, it's about how it feels right now. To show you what this looks like in practice, G has mapped out that opening story to visualize the current reality, turning a confusing maze into a visible path. See the webpage for the graphic. When you see the map, the fix becomes obvious. It's rarely about the teacher's capability. It's about the lack of an entry point and the absence of a status bar. We are so grateful to everyone who reads, thinks about, or shares Practice by Design each week. We've hit 14 editions now, and hearing that these ideas are actually helping teams focus their work is incredibly rewarding. Most people haven't found us yet, so I have a small favor to ask. If you find value in what you read, could you pass the subscription link along to a colleague? It only takes a second, but it goes a long way in helping this community grow. Small wins, the power of the front door. Improving a system doesn't have to mean writing a 50-page handbook or overhauling your entire culture. Sometimes it's as simple as building a clear front door. Think about the smallest friction point in your school, a broken stapler in the workroom, a light bulb out in the hall, or a room that needs booking. If the teacher has to think for more than 3 seconds about who to tell, the system is broken. A small win is putting a QR code on the wall that says, "Report an issue here." It moves the cognitive load from the teacher to the system. This week's move, trace one path. Pick the one process that causes the most "how do I" emails in your inbox. Maybe it's room bookings, IT tickets, or facilities requests. Instead of guessing where the friction lies, take 20 minutes to perform a simple audit on that one process. Here's the simplest way to map the current reality. Number one, identify the entry point. Where exactly does a teacher start? An old email? A specific person? A bookmark they made during orientation week and can never find? Number two, document the micro steps. List every single action they take. Don't skip the small things like waited 2 days for a reply or searched the share drive for 5 minutes. Number three, layer in the emotion. At each step, note the feeling. Are they feeling supported or are they feeling like they're being an annoyance just by asking? Number four, find the resignation point. Identify the exact moment where the teacher decides it's easier to just do it themselves or give up entirely. Don't try to solve the problem this week. Just document the reality as it exists today. Once you see the emotional arc of your systems, the path to rebuilding them becomes clear. What's coming next in the Beyond the Org Chart series? Next week, Path Maps Over Policy, Making School Systems Intuitive. Once you've mapped where teachers get lost, G'll show you how to rebuild the process with clear pathways, transparent timelines, and documentation that actually lives where people can find it. By the end of next week, you'll have documented and published pathways for the processes that currently live only in people's heads. Systems as Care. G will see you at AAIE. Next week, she'll be headed to the Association for the Advancement of International Education Conference to lend a hand to the wonderful AAIE core team with comms and logistics. As she mentioned, she's been an assistant producer and executive assistant in the before international teaching times. She still loves a good high-stakes logistics puzzle. G will also have an opportunity to speak with school leaders from around the world. She'll be presenting The Handoff Problem, Designing Better Family Experiences Across Your Technology Systems. Whether it's a teacher trying to order supplies or a family trying to navigate enrollment, if the baton is dropped between departments, the whole system slows down. We'll be exploring how to bridge those silos to serve our communities better. Because, beyond efficiency, clear systems are a form of care. If you are attending AAIE in Toronto, come say hi to G on Wednesday, February 4th at 9:30 a.m. Have a talk about how to make the invisible visible. Your experience. G's genuinely curious. What's the one process in your school that makes teachers feel like they're bothering someone just by asking? Hit reply and tell her, or leave a comment below. She learns a great deal from your replies and comments. Thanks for listening.